This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Believe it or not. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air in the chat room. You know, just texting, tweeting, being involved in the conversation. And I do want you involved in the conversation. It's a big deal. Got a lot of stupid little stories I want to get to. And I guess they're not really stupid little stories. They're stories. And they're problematic. But this kind of shows you where, look at, this is how much mainstream media, really, they really do know. They're evil. They're nasty people. I get it. But the proof they know what's going on, look at, when you poll the general populace, what you find out is that about 80% of the people say truthful coverage of Hunter Biden's laptop would have changed the 2020 election. And they knew that. Look, these people aren't stupid. They're evil, like I said. They're not stupid. But after the pictures we've seen and the things that have gone down, if they had published what was on his laptop, some of the conversations that were on there, people would not have voted for Biden. They would have held their nose and voted for Trump again. And the left is not, they don't care. They don't care about the country. They don't care about you. They care about winning. They care about the power. That's all they care about. The poll was published Wednesday based on responses from many adults who said they were following the laptop story very or somewhat closely. On the subject of the 2020 election, almost 80% of them overall said it was a very or somewhat likely that a truthful interpretation of the laptop would have resulted in re-election of former President Donald Trump. I really think there were irregularities. I'm not afraid to say so. Among Republicans, 55% were strongly convinced that Trump would have won. Compared to the 48% of independents and just 44% of Democrats. Still, if you think about it, a large number for Democrats. Majorities of both parties, 89% of Republicans and 61% of Democrats, said that they believe that the laptop is real, along with 74% of independents. Right? I mean, look at many of these adults said that the laptop had credibility. I mean, well, if you believe it's real, would you believe it was credible?
just saying.
You know, many outfits at the time, many of these news sources, if you would, many of these, places like Rasmussen polls, they predicted this back then. They predicted that when Biden was saying that the laptop was a hoax, and this, they knew that would play. And people are so ill-informed. And I shouldn't say that. They hide. The mainstream media hides so much from them. It's just amazing. Finally, in dribs and drabs, we're hearing from the White House that the student loan relief plan will cost about $240 billion over the next decade. And the funny thing about it is that we have so many people ignorant to how government works, where money comes from. Remember when Obama was running? I mean, you have to get on. Remember that there were people that had the Obama phone. That's what we called it. Obamacare, Obama phone, Obama this, Obama that. And they're interviewing these people on the street, and they're going, where do you think the money comes from for that school? I don't know. Obama gets the money. So Obama's paying for this? Yeah, Obama's paying it. He's paying for his money? Well, he's paying for it. Yeah, he's paying for his money. What have we done to people to make them that stupid? I mean, that ignorant. You and I are paying for this stuff. You pay for it with your taxes. There's no way around it. There's no way out of it. Now, President Biden plans to reduce student loans for millions in debt settled formers to the tune of $240. We're up to almost $300 billion. You know, a number I was looking at yesterday. They can say that, but it's up to almost $300. Goes on to say that our estimate in that debt relief proposal will reduce average annual receipts in the student loan program by about $24 billion a year over the next 10 years. So in other words, they're forgiving the debt of all these people that went into debt that didn't have to go into debt. They could have waited. Right? And who's going to pick that up? Because, you forgive the debt. You've heard this. I know you've already heard this many times. You forgive the debt, but somebody's paying for it. It's not free. That means that we're not going to be collecting a certain amount of payments that we otherwise would have been collecting. And again, it totals about $24 billion over every year for the next 10 years. Now, it's the first time you get the White House to actually admit that there's a dollar amount attached to it that we're going to lose. They're going to lose. Austin's is going to lose. And he has said before, or they have said before, they don't have the power to do this. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
one. That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Pizzino. Always a pleasure to have you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Seriously. Make sure you take an active role in what's going on around you. Look at Sonya Schmidt talking about her grandson and what she's doing because of her grandson. Not because of her kids, but because of her immediate kid, because of her grandchildren. She realizes a lot of people I know have come back around and digging back into politics because of their grandkids and what it's doing to them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about the true cost, right, of the student loan program, student loan relief program. And anyway, you cut it, it's not going away. And it doesn't wipe out your debt. I know some people are all up in arms. Doesn't pay attention to what's going on. But there's a couple of lines here in the article about what the White House says. It kind of threw me off a little bit. Right? Now, listen carefully. The White House said that we're hoping to get as close to 100% participation as possible. But for the purposes of putting out a preliminary estimate of what it's going to cost us, we had to choose a number. So the number you got wasn't even real. Come on, let that think for a second. Was it even real? Well, the number we have so far. So we felt that 75% was the most defensible. A more comprehensive, likely higher cost is expected from the Office of Management and Budget in the coming weeks. So the pain the pain will not stop at $240 billion. Oh, it's going to go higher. And they say it will go higher. The cost estimate is expected from the Office of Management and Budget. Practically speaking, compared to the previous year, $1.7 trillion more dollars are going into the Treasury than are going out. It's paid for. It will be paid for. Oh, God. None of the numbers that they've given us have worked. None of the numbers that it was... look at the stock market. Look at the number. Look at where we're at in stagflation. Look at where we're at with home sales. Look at the price of gas. I mean, all the stuff they said would turn around, that would change. And the White House said, well, you know, we did forgive over $350 billion of PPP loans. Well, that's because you shut these businesses down. You caused them to go under. You caused them to hurt. You caused them to go into financial pain. They didn't do this because of bad management. Democratic Representative Tim Ryan, who is duking it out, you know, for his Senate seat in Ohio, he broke with his party in his own voting record this week when he said, look, the plan sends a wrong message to Americans who decided against getting a degree and are already struggling to pay their bills. How does this help them? Don't say that. They'll find a way. Really, can you imagine them going, okay, we forgave the bulk of the majority of students $10,000, so therefore we're going to give every taxpaying American, well, don't even do that. We'll give every resident of the country $10,000. Don't give them any ideas. Look, college opportunities, college education. It's about opening opportunities, you know, waiving for debt or waiving the debt on some of these people. It's just wrong. Because somebody else is picking up the debt, he says. So you heard similar complaints from Maine Democrat Jared Golden, right? I'm just telling you that if the Dems actually come out and come out against His Highness Joey B, you know it's a problem. You know it's an issue. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, Joey B always scares me, especially when he starts tripping over himself, right? He says in a speech, tripping all over himself again, he said, look, if we elect two more senators, we keep the House, right? We're gonna get a lot of unfinished business done. I mean, that should send a shudder up your spine. Right? Think about it. Just hang out on that. That should send a shudder up your spine. Let me see if I can get him saying this. Every time I try to do this, I screw up.
If we have two more senators, we keep the House and Democrats. We're going to get a lot of unfinished business we're going to get done. If we elect two more senators, we keep the House and Democrats. We're going to get a lot of unfinished business we're going to get done.
scared yet. Lines like that petrify me. No, what he means is we're going to get all these social programs done, we're going to make people more dependent on the government, and we're going to make all those other people pay for it. You're going to live off of all those other people. Right? This is the stuff, again, you have to pay attention to. Look at what's going on in New York. Scares the crud out of me. You know, it really does. And I say that because they're electing socialists. They're going to tank their economy. They're going to hurt their people. And somehow we're going to have to rescue them. Hey, we're going to have to pull them out. That's not right. Anyway, 855-732-5563. Always a play. All right, a little giggle before we go out. There's a story out of the UK that a boyfriend tried a labor pain simulator for men because, well, he made the comment that this is not a big deal. You know, women should be able to work their way through there. It's just amazing. I mean, seriously? So, they hook him up to a machine to give him the same kind of cramps, same kind of pain that a woman would get. And I'm just saying, why? What, for empathy reasons? I mean, seriously? You don't need that. I mean, unless you're a cold-hearted person, you don't need that. You just look at the woman's face, you'll know. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732. Matter of fact, if you're in the room and she grabs your hand, yeah, you'll know how much pain she's in. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Term Life Line script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Life Line.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Justice's redacted affidavit relating to the raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home was released on Friday. The document shows the DOJ pointed to a number of classified materials already obtained from Trump's home for a reason for the August search warrant request. Though much of the affidavit was redacted, former federal prosecutor for the Southern District of New York, Andy McCarthy, reminds us.
There are things they can reveal without doing the things that they're worried about, which is, as we've all said, giving a roadmap to the investigation, identifying witnesses and the like. That's the thing I think that people are most curious about.
The former president claiming he declassified everything that was at his Mar-a-Lago estate. At the closing bell on Friday, the Dow losing 1,008 points to fall to 32,283. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Don't see your host. It was a pleasure to be with you. 855-735-7325-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. I don't know if you guys want to get into this, want to talk about this. I really don't, but I will. No, really. You think about what went down at Trump's place, what he said, what others have said, what we've heard from the experts, if you will. Right? It never stops. And when you look at what they're pushing back on the FBI and Mar-a-Lago, you know, I will tell you, in a local race, I have a congressman who stated that, you know, the FBI was acting like, somewhere along the lines, was acting like the Nazis, right? The Gestapo. And if you really want to get down to brass tacks, you know, and the Dems, because they're trying to take the seat away from them, the Dems come in, and they're screaming about it. You know, look at what he's calling our FBI. Look at what is this. Look at that. Well, can we just talk about it in reality? And don't tell me that everything was done by the book. Because even scholars on the other side of the aisle are saying there's a problem here. Right? I mean, there's an issue with the way they went in there. There's an issue with the way they got the warrant to go in there, right? Even the warrant didn't make any sense the way it was written. And we've seen this over and over again between the different parties, and depending on who's in charge. Although the Republicans, show me when. Show me when a Republican has done this, a Republican conservative, has gone after someone like this. We had the ability, during Trump, we didn't do it. We knew it wasn't right. So that's why I say, you know, there is a double and triple tier. And it's more of a dictatorial thing. They'll decide who they go after and how. I would imagine being a Democrat and go total line. They're telling you right now, this is what's going to happen to you. Now, none of them really talk about the constitutionality of what took place. They just now say that the FBI is doing their job. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing. Remember the stuff that they were saying about the FBI director, you know, when he was going after, was it Comey? When he was going after Hillary. And they didn't like that at all. They thought what he was doing was wrong. They made a big deal about it. Right, and we slid back and forth. They slid back and forth between who was their favorite and who wasn't. You know, Romney was terrible. Romney was good. Remember all this stuff? It just depends on where you are in that moment. So, and as of what that earlier this morning, the Justice Department said a lot of the Trump team to add more security at Mar-a-Lago. At his price, right? I'm sure. Now, as I previously indicated, Mar-a-Lago does not include a secure location authorized for storage of the classified information, the letter says. As such, it appears that since the top classified documents were removed from the secure facilities of the White House and moved to Mar-a-Lago on or around January 2021, they have not been handled in the appropriate manner. Or stored in an appropriate location. Accordingly, we asked that the room in Mar-a-Lago where the documents had been stored be secured, and that all the boxes that were moved from the White House to Mar-a-Lago, along with any other items in that room, be preserved in that room in their current condition until further notice. No problem, though. Now, they felt like they weren't being secured properly. This is what the whole thing boiled down to, right? And what I love about this is when Hillary was specifically told not to delete any of those emails, move them, delete them, whatever, she scrubbed over 30,000 of them. That was okay. She didn't go to jail for that. It was all right. Said, did the FBI do their job? Did they truly act like a law enforcement agency? Did they enforce the judge's order? Did she go to jail for, or even get fined, or even charged for going against the judge's order? Of course not. And won't. I said it way back when. She will never go to jail. Not with how dirty they are. Not with how deep they are. Now, with the way D.C. runs, she'll never go to jail. So, again, when you look at this, and oh, look, we redacted it, and we unsealed it like we said we would. 80% of it is redacted. You don't need to do that. That's a line of garbage. No transparency. Not like they said they were going to. Over 20 pages of the 38-page affidavit were almost fully redacted. Almost fully. So, how are we supposed to trust these people? You know, the FBI cited, probable cause, and evidence of obstruction would be found at Mar-a-Lago. Obstruction of what? I don't know. And again, any of these, any one of these things, if we tried to bring it up when we were in power, forget about it. And I'd like to know, when the FBI said it had probable cause to believe that additional records containing classified information, including national defense information, would be found on the premises, right? Beyond what he had previously turned over to the National Archives and Records Administration. But they were specific. They didn't know what. They're on a fishing expedition. The government is conducting a criminal investigation concerning the improper removal of and storage of classified information in unauthorized spaces, as well as the unlawful concealment or removal of government records. This is according to the affidavit. Yet, didn't Hillary do the same thing with the emails? She stored off-premises in a non-secure server. Eh, no big deal. It's Hillary. What's a whoop? It's not going to stop. This is not going to stop until Trump gets back in and does what he should do. What I said he should have done the first time. Wipe it clean. Wipe them all out. Send them to the unemployment line. And start all over again with people who are willing to push back. I think we may have reached a point. I'm not so sure. Where it's going to be almost impossible to do that because the tentacles are so deep. Right? Come on, you know this. The tentacles are just so deep. Anyway. Again, like I said, never stops. Weren't we told that the economy is booming, everything's wonderful? We've never had an economy roar back like this, according to Joey B. And, you know, he's got all the experts working for him, so I don't know what the problem is. But we're back to, look, the Dow plunged another 1,000 points. The Fed chairman, he warned of rate hikes, fight inflation. He said, but it's going to cause hardships. It's not going to be what you thought it was going to be. Nobody thought it was going to be good. Not unless you were lying to yourself. Right? Come on. Fed Chair Jerome Powell reiterated the Fed's commitment to taming inflation, but he also warned that the rate increases will bring some pain to households and businesses. He said that the hardship is the cost of reducing inflation. The inflation that they caused, and spending more money isn't going to curb it. It's going to make it worse. Right? 855-ROJO. 855-732-5563. Love to know what you have to say. It'll never stop. Until we stop it. Until we make a major change, it won't stop. This craziness won't stop. And you know, looking at this affidavit, I'll have to talk about it after the break. So this is your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Be right back.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Like I said, smarter people tonight in the chat room. So if you ever want to check that out, head over there. You'll find it on the website. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I want to get into some of these other stories, but I want to come back to a story that we really didn't finish up. And it's this parent revolution that you're seeing. And I want to make sure that we're still pushing out, we're helping you understand that it's not going to happen overnight. Don't get discouraged. If people that I'm close to that want to make a difference, want to make a change, and they get discouraged so quickly. We've been doing this for decades. We've been doing this education for decades. Right? We've been screwing up your kids for decades in some ways. How do you expect it to get finished overnight? I mean, my uncle used to say, and it was so true, it never really dawned on me what he was getting at until later on in life. But when he was saying things like, look, we're creating a fast food society. We're creating a I want it fixed now society. We're creating a society who thinks, because of these sitcoms on TV, that things can be fixed in 30 minutes or less. Life crises can be fixed in 30 minutes or less. And it's wrong. You know it's wrong. We all know it's wrong. Right? Correct? I should say right. So, how do you fix that? You've got to come back to reality. You've got to understand that things aren't going to get fixed that fast. Things aren't going to happen that quick. You've got to wait for the good stuff at times. And I started on the story earlier. I've touched on it a couple times this week. Moms for Liberty are out there pounding pavement. They're removing leftists from school boards across the country. Now, I'm not talking about middle-of-the-road Democrats here, okay? Let's be honest. I've got a lot of good, solid Democrat friends. I've got a lot of good friends that are, you know, they're just Democrats. They've been Democrats all their life. Heck, they vote Republican most of the time. They vote common sense most of the time. Now, in the wake of all the organization's victories, right, Tiffany Justice joined the local radio source to highlight how the Moms of Liberty are impacting America's education. Now, they've been doing this for a long time. They didn't just start last Tuesday. They've been working at this. They've been putting the groups together. They've been going to different states and cities. And to get people all worked up in a positive way to get out there and make a change. So what you're going to see going up forward, she said, is a complete new direction for these school districts. Where parent rights are recognized as being the fundamental justice, said, right, justice. This is the Moms for Liberty candidates have been winning everywhere. I'd like to see them come to California in a big way. Now, our plan is to take what we've learned in Florida and what we worked through, and now we're going to take it across the country. So moms and dads and school board members, if they're thinking about running across the country, Moms for Liberty chapters are doing the same thing that they're doing in Florida. And we're going to be coming to different states everywhere. She slammed the teachers union as a K-12 cartel on the political arm of the progressive left. Look, they put a lot of money into these school board races. When they endorse, a lot of times they give money behind that endorsement to a trustee. That's what we call them, an educational trustee, right? Board member. We're a trustee of our children and your money. But I've seen far too many times now, and way too often now, that more and more of these trustees, I said it once before, they start using terms like I think, I want, I believe that. That's not the way to be speaking. You're more down the road of the people I represent want. The people I represent are looking at. So, again, get involved and get engaged. I tell you this on a regular basis. You get involved, you get engaged, truly engaged. You take action, you'll make a difference. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I can't figure this one out. Maybe you can help me. In the chat room. Pay attention. Los Angeles, San Francisco billboards are warning residents not to move to Texas. Now, we don't know who's paid for them. They can't find it out. And the billboards in Los Angeles are urging Californians to resist her to move to Texas as the state faces an exodus. I mean, Los Angeles, San Francisco, they have people leaving this state in droves for Texas and other states that have a little more sanity to them. It's interesting that they use that one school shooting as a reason not to go there. We could probably rack them up here in California. The bill which uses the tragedy of Uvalde, Texas. The billboards read, "The Texas Miracle, die in Uvalde, don't move to Texas." The billboard in Los Angeles reads along with the words, "Don't mess with Texas," crossed out in red paint. The billboards don't appear to be tied to any political organization. Yeah, sure, whatever. And I do find this, I'm sorry, but I do find this interesting. Why would you even bother? If you get news of putting up $100,000, it's a hundred grand plus. Right, to go after DeSantis. Why is he involved in somebody else's, you know, in another governor's race? I don't get it. Now, the Los Angeles billboard is located near Universal City, the park. Because they're hoping to catch anybody and everybody going in here and get people from all over the state going in there. Now, over the past several years, Californians have opted to move elsewhere in an effort to find affordable housing, lower taxes, better business environments, better school. I mean, we can make a whole list of things that by leaving California, you can get in other states. Right? Texas, we've lost congressional seats here. That's how many people we've lost. Let that move through your head. And Florida and Texas are seeing population increases, not decreases. Gee, I wonder what that's all about. In terms of numbers alone, between 2020 and 2021, the largest gains in domestic migration, the movement of people from one area of the U.S. to another, right, were in Florida with 220,890, followed by Texas and Arizona. The three states with the largest influx of people. But was it, who was the biggest loser? California. They lost almost 500,000 residents. Whoa. No, really, think about that. You know, I hate just throwing stuff out there without asking you to think about it, because we fly over this stuff really fast, so we don't really think deeply about it. If people are leaving, it isn't just because that they get a better job offer somewhere. I know somebody, I won't get too deep into it because some people might know who he was, moved out of state, got a better job, but he didn't move just because of the better job. He was looking at what was coming down the pike. He had young kids. He saw the direction the state was going. He said, "Look, I can tough it out with the job I have, but this state's getting flushed. It's going down. I'm not allowing my kids to go down with it. I'm not staying with it to sink. I'm not going to use coffee cans to shovel the water out of the Titanic." And you got to, and again, if you could do it for your family, if you're doing it because you want a better, no argument. Church students say the mask mandate isn't doing anything. That's right. So, you know, again, when you talk to these people, you talk to these students, some of them, well, they'll more than tell you the truth. Campus Reform correspondents at Georgetown University student Jessica Costone and Caitlin Rickett, they appeared on a local news source to discuss universities imposing mask mandates and indoor instructional settings. Here we go again. Now, the mandate comes after the Center for Disease Control rolled back the guidelines. But Georgetown, they're not interested. They're located in Washington, D.C., where the current case rate is 89.6 cases per week, which is almost immeasurable. Now, Rickett told the news source that her experience with the mandate has been that students take their masks off immediately after exiting the classroom. Professors require the mask up. It's just not working, and nobody's getting sick, really. Double to your host. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. You're stuck with me again.